Lots of news reports lately about the fate of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Depending on what sources you're following, Kim could be recovering from some kind of medical procedure, or he might be dead, or he took the family train to a seaside resort. That's the thing about North Korea. It's always ripe for wild speculation, as the world's Patrick Nguyen reports.
Something weird is going on with Kim Jong-un. He was supposed to attend a ceremony on April 15th, where he bows before the preserved corpse of his grandfather, the eternal president of North Korea, Kim Il-sung. But the younger Kim was a no-show. And that's a big deal, according to Fyodor Tartitsky, an expert on North Korea who is based in Seoul.
Yeah, I think something is happening with Kim Jong-un, although he is much more likely to be alive than dead.
News outlets around the world are going crazy with speculation because they love to interpret North Korea rumors in the most extreme way possible. More than once, past news stories have reported the deaths of North Korean leaders who turned out to be very much alive.
Sometimes it proves to be correct. Sometimes it proves to be spectacularly wrong. Unless we have proof, I would exercise maximum caution.
Here's what real proof would sound like. That's a North Korean news anchor in all black, weeping profusely on state television. It was 9 years ago when Kim Jong-il died. Now, this rumor about Kim Jong-un, it does raise the question, who would take his place? And a lot of experts are looking at Kim's younger sister, Kim Yo-jong. She's in her early 30s, went to Swiss boarding school with her brother, and she is from the right bloodline. Since its founding, North Korea has been ruled by one family. Also, Kim Yo-jong, already kind of a star.
She looks like a princess. She is very charismatic, and she has this a secret in her eyes.
Before Kim Jong-un's big meetings with South Korea's president or with Donald Trump, Kim Yo-jong will either come with her brother or go in advance to help set things up. Her big global debut was 2 years ago at the Olympics in South Korea.
Moments ago, the sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un shaking hands with the South Korean president at the Olympics opening ceremony. She is the first person from the Kim dynasty to visit the South in 65 years.
Wow.
Our vice president,
just last month, after Donald Trump told Kim Jong-un he'd like to help him fight the coronavirus, it was Kim Yo-jong who wrote back. Her official role is second in command at North Korea's Propaganda and Agitation Department. She helps dictate what North Koreans can read and watch, and how the regime presents itself to the world. So, high ranking, yes, but, Tartitsky says, not at the very top.
If I can draw some analogy, probably, I don't know, like an undersecretary in the United States.
Just think about that. Would an undersecretary, even one from a prominent family, suddenly get to run the whole country? Well, this is what most analysts are saying. Tartitsky says he is skeptical. When Kim Yo-jong is around her brother, she can easily be confused for his secretary. She carries his pens. She takes notes for him. If he's finishing a cigarette, she's there with an ashtray. Tartitsky says if she went for the top spot, there would be a lot of chauvinistic old men blocking her path.
So his chances are by no means absolute. And if I would be a member of the North Korean elite, I would do my utmost to not let her to sit on the throne.
Because, Tartitsky says, sitting on the throne is the only way to make sure you won't get purged. If Kim Jong-un did die, all these generals would be clawing for that spot, and Kim Yo-jong would have to claw back hard. Her competition might even include her father-in-law, Choe Ryong-hae, 70 years old, president of the Supreme People's Assembly.
From what I heard, he personally is a very, very nasty person, almost sadistic, but it's on a personal level, and we do not know what kind of policy he would implement if he takes power.
Nor do we know how Kim Yo-jong would behave if she goes from collector of the Supreme Leader's cigarette butts to Supreme Leader herself. But this is all just Game of Thrones-level intrigue. Tartitsky says the most likely ending to this drama is Kim Jong-un just got sick for a while and then came back to work.
He'll just show up alive and things will go as usual. It's more boring, but it's much more realistic.
For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.